For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The race toward the midterm elections has been including both President Trump and former President Barack Obama. During an appearance at Morehouse College in Atlanta for Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor, Obama told the crowd,
4 days, you can tap into the better angels of our nature. You can choose a bigger, more prosperous, more generous vision of America.
That was Obama's second rally of the day. President Trump also headlined his second event in one day. In Indianapolis, he stumped for Senate candidate Mike Braun, saying Democrats are a threat to the economy and safety.
A blue wave would equal a crime wave, very simple. And a red wave equals jobs and security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock, available where fine books are sold.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, Indivisible. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
A man has killed himself after a deadly shooting in Tallahassee. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Police Chief Michael DeLeo says it happened at a small shopping center.
All indications are this is the act of a single person. There is no immediate threat to our community. Obviously, we're all very saddened and shocked by the events that occurred. It's important that people understand that there is no immediate threat outside of what has already occurred here.
Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who's the Democratic nominee for governor, tweeted that he's breaking off his campaign trail to return to Tallahassee.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More than two dozen tornadoes ripped up parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. At least four of the tornadoes touched down in the Tampa area, causing major damage to many homes and businesses. One person was injured from the debris at a local strip mall. Trees were uprooted, and the power was knocked out over many of the states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The man accused of sending explosive devices through the mail to prominent Democrats was in court on Friday. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on, well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there. That's all the paper says. The other stuff is fluff. There's no other evidence in there that connects him with this allegation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The 2018 National Drug Threat Assessment Report from the DEA underscores the scope and magnitude of the ongoing opioid crisis in America. John Clemens reports.
Deaths from drug overdoses have hit their highest levels ever recorded, with 200 people dying every day in America. Catherine Pfaff is with the Drug Enforcement Agency in Washington.
Controlled prescription drugs remain responsible for the largest number of overdose deaths of any illicit drug class since 2001. These drugs are the second most commonly abused substances. Traffickers are now disguising other opioids as controlled prescription drugs to gain access to this market.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.